Now, the rest of the story. April 1962, the tomb-like confines of McNeil Island Penitentiary came alive with intense whispers. Creepy was coming. After more than a quarter century in Alcatraz, more time than any other con had ever served on the Rock, Creepy was being transferred to McNeil Island, the no-nonsense United States Penitentiary near Tacoma, Washington. McNeil Island inmates speculated eagerly, almost anxiously, as to what Creepy would be like after all of these years. How would he act? What would he say? For few bad guys in the history of crime had been more wanted while at large or more legendary behind bars than had Creepy, the haunty-eyed, pasty-faced public enemy number one, personally apprehended by J. Edgar Hoover himself, the last surviving member of the notorious Barker gang, Ma Barker's adopted son, Alvin Karpis. Yes, you met him during a previous visit. And of all of the prisoners at McNeil Island, one 26-year-old felon was most fascinated by the prospect of meeting this living legend. And that young inmate's name was Chuck. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Not long after Karpis arrived at McNeil Island, Chuck approached him and struck up a friendship with the aging gangster. Somebody had mentioned that Karpis could play the steel guitar. Chuck said, "Can you teach me?" Karpis agreed, and during the hours the two spent together, Chuck learned much about his infamous new friend. He was not Al Karpis. He'd been born Albin Karpowitz in Montreal. He never did bother to become a United States citizen. He'd been leaning on the law ever since he could remember, but the big time crime started when he met Freddie Barker in prison. When they both got out, Freddie took Alvin home to Mother, who just happened to be the one and only Ma Barker. Ma took a liking to Karpis and treated him as one of her own, partly because all of her other sons but Freddie were either in the slam or under the ground. But then as the surviving Barker boys returned home from jail, more jobs were planned, bigger and bolder ones than ever before, robberies and kidnappings mostly in six figures. And then Doc was captured, Freddie and Ma were killed in a shootout, and that left Karpis at large and public enemy number one. And when the feds finally closed in on him, Director Hoover himself was there in person. Ironically, not one among the legion of FBI had brought handcuffs, so to bind Karpis's hands, they had to use an agent's necktie. Bail was set at $500,000, the highest so far in United States history. On August 7 of 1936, the big door slammed behind Al Karpis on the Rock. The last of the big-name Depression-era public enemies had been put away for life. It was all an intriguing story to the young ears of that inmate, Chuck, and a story he would never forget. 7 years later, California's Benedict Canyon ran red with the blood of a Hollywood movie star and her friends. And that day, Chuck, the fawning disciple who once sat at the feet of Alvin Karpis, outdistanced his mentor in infamy. They thought Karpis was creepy. Well, the protege whom he taught to play guitar, the cellmate, Chuck, whom he had inspired in the spring of 1962, was Charles Manson. Now you know the rest of the story.